not to worry very much. His telegram last night seemed to me obviously show he's got to worry a great deal about how far he wants to push this thing. He's on a bad footing on his relations with the United States, the relations with you, the actual strategic situation. I would think that tomorrow we take certain steps to build up the pressure. We have enforced surveillance. We shoot at anybody who gets in our way. We see whether Hutton produces any result tonight or during the morning. We intercept that Soviet ship. We consider tomorrow afternoon putting POL on the blockade. But in the firing that goes on in Cuba, we keep the focus on Cuba. I had some suggestions in John McCone's draft that tend to do that. That's a crucial about the necessity for enforced surveillance that would keep the monkey on Cuba's back with this regard. If we do have to enforce our right to overfly and have a look, the accidental fact that some Russian technicians may be around at the time we have to shoot, since they've already fired the first shot, is something that is regrettable, but it's not something that we make a very public issue of. We're enforcing this with respect to Cuba, not the Soviet Union, the surveillance business.
Do you know anything about the SAM site that shot down that plane?
We don't know if it did yet, though. If we're going in tomorrow with previous announcement that we're going to enforce the right to survey,
if we can't get assurances that allow him to proceed with that, I think we
should go. Well, we just go in and over the United States.
Would you like an assessment of the surveillance problem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. The chief of business, and I went back to the point and talked this over with the chief. The problem of low-level surveillance is becoming difficult because in all the flights today around the SAM site, quite a bit. The plane that turned back got over usually the first to the vessel site, and then the second to turn back and set out. So we have some photography. So I would say by tonight, by the end of the day, we probably have seen some of the dispositions around these sites. However, the kind of 20-millimeter flak that we follow is very hard to pick up. It's very hard to know exactly where it is. So that by tomorrow, I would say we're not ready to go back with armed reconnaissance preceding the actual photographic mission. There's any hope of cleaning out this little way of star. We think, however, the chief would recommend that we still go back with about six planes tomorrow, picking out targets which we don't know have this kind of black around, and verify the work is still going ahead and also prove we're still on the job. But we're approaching the point, I think, Mr. President, where low-level reconnaissance will be, it's not impossible, it'll be quite cautious. And if we're going to continue reconnaissance without actually taking out the whole works, we're faced with taking out a number of the SAM sites, say 10, to get a squad so we can come in again at medium and high level reconnaissance. But low level reconnaissance probably is on its way out, and I think we'll know at the end of tomorrow.
If I would add to that, I don't believe we should carry out tomorrow's U-2 mission.
No,
the U-2 is this U-2
recommend against reconnaissance tomorrow.
But I do believe we should carry out the low-level reconnaissance with the necessary fire escorts and preparations for following the reconnaissance if it's attacked with attack on the attackers.
We don't think that fighter escort on the low level will help tomorrow. They stand off the coast now in case we have a cripple coming out. But this is a case again of a surprise quick rush through on certain targets which we know we don't think are.
But yes, I wasn't quite clear. Is the anti-aircraft is shooting at these things around the missile sites themselves?
In the vicinity of the missile sites.
Oh,
but
so that's why we got to go over there. I think the point is that if our planes are fired on tomorrow, we have to fire back. That's what I have.
Fire back at the
best indication of the anti-aircraft site that we have.
Well, why not fire back at some missiles on the ground on the basis that you're firing back at firing against your
that's where that's where rapidly approaching a reason. I don't think that firing back at 20 millimeter coming off the ground is good. I think we ought to figure that Monday, if tomorrow they fire at us, we don't have any answer out of the Russians. And Monday seems to me we ought to maybe consider making a statement tomorrow about the firing, and that we're going to take action now, any place in Cuba, on those areas which can fire, and then go in and take all the SAM sites out. I don't think that it does any good to take out, to try to fire a 20 millimeter on the ground. We just hazard our planes, and the people on the ground have the advantage. On the other hand, I don't think we would do any good to begin to sort of half do it. I think we ought to keep tomorrow clean, do the best we can with surveillance. If they still fire, and we haven't got a satisfactory answer back from the Russians, then I think we ought to put a statement out tomorrow that we are fired upon. We are therefore considering the island of Cuba as an open territory, and then take out all these SAM sites. And otherwise, what we're going to do is find this buildup of the protection for the SAM sites low, and the SAM sites high, and we'll find ourselves without, our reprieve will be so limited, and we'll find ourselves with all the disadvantages. So you think we ought to tomorrow, let's let you tan our messages, take, if they fire on us, tell them to come on out, and then if we don't get some satisfaction from the Russians or UCAD or Cuba tomorrow night, figure that Monday we're going to do something about the SAM sites. What do you think?
We ought to keep some kind of pressure on tomorrow night that indicates we're firm. Now, if we call up these air squadrons tonight, I think that's
something. We're going to do that, aren't we?
I have a paper here to
get
to
late, it. So,
we haven't discussed it yet, Mr. President. Right. So I should interrupt now and say, I believe we should issue an order tonight calling up the 24 Air Reserve squadrons, roughly 300 troop carrier transports, which are required for an invasion. And this would both be a preparatory move and also a strong indication of what lies ahead.
I think we ought to do that.
Sir,
I might say this, as a practical help to cutting the time short in invasion shipping is really more important than this, although I'm entirely for this decision.
Well, why don't we talk to the Secretary? I thought maybe tomorrow we do the shipping. We ought to break them two, and because of the air is the focus of interest right now, what we're trying to do is get a settlement of this. But I thought maybe the first one ought to be the air.
Are you alerting them or calling them up?
Calling them up. Yeah, good. I'll go ahead and do that. I would like to put that out. Can you put that
in here? I can do it under the executive order that you signed, granting me the authority to do it.
By the way, so yes.
I would like this to let me read this and see. Today, U.S. unarmed reconnaissance aircraft conducting surveillance of the buildup of offensive weapons secretly introduced into Cuba by the Soviet Union were fired upon. Such surveillance operations were in accordance with a resolution adopted on October 23rd by the Oriental Consultation of the Inter-American System under the provisions of the Rio Treaty of 1947 to ensure that the nations of the Western Hemisphere continue to be informed of the status of the threat to their security. It is essential that such reconnaissance flight continues. To protect these flights against attack, they will henceforth be accompanied by fighter escorts. The possibility of further attack on our aircraft and the continued buildup of the offensive weapon systems in Cuba require that we be prepared for any eventuality. Therefore, tonight, acting under the authority granted to me by the executive order such and such, I've instructed the Secretary of the Air Force to order to active duty 24 troop carrier squadrons of the Air Force Reserve with their associated support units.
You might want to take out the sentence about the fire escort.
Yes,
I'd
leave that out.
That is
going to
be done.
And probably more fighter escorts, but the flow level really doesn't exist.
We call up any fighters or just the troop carriers?
Just the troop carriers. We could call up some fighters. I think it might be well, just cats and dogs, Mr. President. It isn't working.
Might be well from the public point of view and from the effect on Khrushchev to add fighters if you don't call up any. We have them off the coast to look for cripples, but they haven't been coming over because they're in danger of the SAM
sites. Dean, it is worthwhile. Okay, let's do that. It's just a miscellaneous issue.
Now, who announced that? The Defense Department?
Right? Yeah, I'll do this. It has to be done by my guard. I'll do it right
now.
Thank you.
said he was.
Anybody seen the Oshkosh message?
No, sir. I'll read it. Private to you.
Private historical. The letter was arranging for the NAC meeting in the morning. You might be instructed to give details of Khrushchev's communication to you. The state of the daughters of the merit lack of merit of proposal. The seriousness of the situation requires Finletter's presentation should be brief, factual, and should be cool and skeptical. Without suggesting that you have established a firm and final position, the result of discussion would, I hope, be useful to you as an indication of the European opinion. It might develop some aspects of the problem of importance to you in making your decision. In any event, it should help to avoid a situation in which you can be wrong, whatever you do, and your allies can be right and wise regardless of development. It also, of course, fully meets the consultation commitment. No matter how productive and useful an act discussion may be, it will not, I fear, substantially relieve you of the burden of making a difficult decision. Many questions will arise as the subject is considered. Among these are: A, the missiles in Cuba. Are missiles in Cuba on the same basis as those in Turkey? Clearly, the answer is no. B, can Turkey be treated as a satellite, even if Khrushchev seems now publicly to have placed Cuba in that category? C, although accepting the Khrushchev proposal may bring short-term relief, would such action be taken as a sign of weakness? In any case, will it contribute to strengthening our longer-range position? D, would an acceptance of the proposal indicate that the threat of missiles pointed at the U.S. enforce a weakening of our naval defenses under Soviet pressure, where MRBMs sided against Europe have strengthened our defense and our resolve? E, what will be the effect on Greece and Turkey, both of whom live in constant fear of being left alone? This is a very incomplete list of questions which come to mind as one considers this problem. The answer seems to me to add up to a rejection of Khrushchev's proposal, and I believe Finletter should be instructed to indicate this as the general direction of U.S. thinking.
NATO
said, we should take into account before we decide what has to be done here in this hemisphere and how we handle this particular problem.
Reference reel number 1. Beginning of reference reel number 2.
Have an obligation to keep up with you.
meet with you again,
raising this irrelevance,
at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then if the thing blows tomorrow, then we go at 10 o'clock the next morning and say, well, I think you got to figure that's another 24 hours. We can do it, what we have to do Tuesday, I suppose. Well, one day, I can't believe it's going to make that
much. This is pointing up on Tuesday, the possible day for Monday.
I mean, but I think you got to give them a chance. But I think if we indicate to them tomorrow that we're willing to make the deal on Turkey, if they're willing to make the deal, that half of them are going to be willing to make it, half aren't, or a third aren't, I would think you'd be in a...
Well, but the only thing is, do we want Finland to indicate he wants to close the deal out tomorrow? Or we shouldn't discuss the Turkey deal?
No, I think he just recites what has happened today. And he goes through the whole thing. This is just to report to them what we've done, what steps we're taking. And then we call up the air and... We're thinking of calling up the ships, bring them in, or we're calling up the ships. This is what happened. We sent the U-2 over. It looks like it got shot down. We got some of these. And this is the offer that they made to us, give the messages that came through Scallion, through the other people. We've accepted this. The president is very reasonable. Then they suddenly came in with the Turkey business. We haven't considered that because we think it should be restricted to the Western Hemisphere. We made that. We said that we would accept that. We haven't heard yet. We will report to them when we hear, and we suggest that we meet at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then if Russians come back and say, we're only going to do it if you can get the bases out of Turkey, then we come in and report to them and say, now, this is what our suggestion is. What do you want to do? And they say, we want to hold fast, and then on Tuesday we go into it. I think if we indicate tomorrow that we're weakening on this,
it'll become public.
Is anybody, Secretary, anybody that's...
No, I think that's...
Matt, can you draw up a...
Yes, sir.
You can draw up an instruction based on what Bobby said.
It would combine these two.
Simply leaves out, as I understand it, the recommendation section of both messages. Decided that your briefing should not be related to the Soviet proposal, but to the
say tomorrow. No, we're going to continue surveying.
We've got enough messages right now, John. I think that he knows about the plane. We've announced it. So I think they see where they see us going.
I think in some ways it's a sign of weakness if we keep responding to messages.
We shouldn't send him one again. We ought to just let that one go tonight. The boat's going to be the important thing when they turn that boat around. Who's notified Stevenson?
We're trying to, Alex just talked to New York, and they're going to call back. Whether the con goes down or not, apparently isn't clear, quite clear yet.
Go down where?
About it.
The best thing about that ship is we're going to be faced with a problem with that ship tomorrow. States.
both of those to a learning flight. Yes, but we don't send it off until we talk to you at 11.
They say they shot down our U-2. They say they shot it down.
Excision 2, 11 seconds excised.
Thank you.
Perfect.